So, Claudia, tell me about this protest.
Well, okay, so basically what we're doing isn't necessarily a protest, it's a vigil.
Okay.
What we are trying to kind of spread out is the message of love and acceptance. Just kind of like, we're not really protesting, we're just showing our viewpoint, showing that we, like, who we are. Like, in my case, I'm the president of the GSA, so I advocate for the LGBT community and how we just want acceptance and all these things that are happening right now with, like, some laws that are being changed or that they want to change, how we are basically against that, against discrimination and, like, all of these, like, negative things that are happening in the country. How we just want, you know, to spread basically the message of just how we need to be of tolerance and love, like, with one another, even if we don't see eye to eye, basically.
What message would you necessarily want Donald Trump Jr. and Congressman Matt Gaetz, you know, if they were to take one thing away from your group, what would you want them to kind of learn?
Well, personally, and one of the things that have been going around is how they want to take away the rights of certain LGBT members to be able to adopt children. There are some laws that some states that they want to make it illegal. That's like one of the things that I personally am not for. I think that they should kind of, like, represent the country better and learn that everyone is in this country together and that we just want to be accepted and loved and just to not have that hate towards certain groups of people, towards minorities. Okay, so we are getting trained, and that's kind of why I emphasize the difference between protesting and a vigil and what we're doing. Is because what we're spreading in no means is directed to be violence or to spread, you know, like a very aggressive message of what we believe in or anything like that. We're getting trained to know how to deal with a possible, like, bad encounter, or it can be from both sides, protesters or, like, non-protesters, people that are actually going to see him and all that stuff. But how to respond in a respectful manner, how to remain peaceful, to remain calm, and to not, you know, to kind of separate us, like, to just emphasize the idea that we just want to spread peace, basically, peace and love, basically. We're not there to be aggressive. We're not there to, if we get yelled at, we're not going to yell back. If we, you know, get said, like, a couple mean things, we're not going to respond to that.